Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Die Christenstem van Suid-Afrika.
Nou, as jy net ons aansluit, het ons het nou nog gesê, this week we are shining the spotlight on two very important campaigns, Mental Health Awareness Week and also Women's Health Week. And spending so much of your time in front of the desk, it can make you feel drained, demotivated and disconnected, of course, from your health goals. So joining us this morning to unpack this topic is someone who lives and breathes wellness. Dr. Michael Moore, good morning and welcome to Radio Tygerberg.
What a lovely introduction, Bineska. Thank you very much. How's it, Francois?
It was my best English so far. I'm just kidding.
Listen, hey guys, it is his mission to be healthy. But he is not bad looking also.
Wow. This is, guys, where's my mom? I must give her a call. She needs to listen to this.
Sy het iets reg gekry.
Michael, you're passionate about health and wellness. Why is exercise so crucial, not just for our physical bodies, but of course also for emotional and mental health?
Well, Bineska, exercise is the cheapest therapy you'll ever find, and there's no side effects. I mean, maybe for some painful glutes, but seriously, if I told you there was a single drug that could extend your life by a decade, could cut your risk of chronic disease in half, and dramatically improve your energy and your memory and your resilience without a prescription, would you take a drug like that?
Yes.
And
yes.
Most people would, and that drug exists, and it's called exercise. It really is. Nothing moves the needle like exercise, and not just because, you know, I'm passionate about it. That's just science. We always talk science here. So I mean, physically we know the drill: stronger heart and better metabolism and more muscle and less fat. But to answer your question, Bineska, the real magic happens upstairs in your brain. So movement's a game changer for mental health. I mean, it helps reduce anxiety and it boosts your mood and it improves focus and it builds resilience to stress. I think that's key. But we're not talking about long hours in the gym. We talk about the kind of movement that fits into your life, that's manageable and meaningful. And I think that's key. You know, this is not a case of I've got to train 3 hours a day. No, you move as often as you can, whenever you can. And I mean, the benefits, you know, how much time do you have? It improves neuroplasticity, which is your brain's ability to rewire and form new connections, which basically means your memory and your learning centers are getting a software update every time you move. It's one of the best natural ways to, you know, manage anxiety. It lowers cortisol. That's the stress hormone.
Yeah.
And then maybe just to kind of wrap up on that one question is it's the emotional lift of exercise. It helps balance neurotransmitters, serotonin and dopamine. You guys might have heard of it. Basically your brain's in-house happiness squad. That's the best way to describe it. So whether it's a walk or a dance break or a gym session, just moving your body calms anxiety, improves your mood, and even reduces the risk of depression. And the bottom line is movement is medicine. It really is. And it's free.
So. Oh, kind of fun.
That's the thing. But I like the happy hormones. But we talk a lot about them. But how soon after starting regular physical activity can people expect to feel those mental and emotional benefits that you talk about?
It's actually a really good question, Franz, because most people are like, I can't wait, you know, 3 months for this to happen. No, you literally, one workout can boost your mood and reduce stress almost instantly. It's like a quick dopamine smoothie, you know, with no blender required.
Yeah.
But in about 2 weeks, so after about 2 weeks of regular movement, people start noticing deeper benefits. And by that, I mean more energy and better sleep and less irritability. I mean, your colleagues are going to thank you for that.
Yeah.
And this is a fascinating one. There's some whole bunch of studies around this. From about 6 to 8 weeks, so 8 weeks, it can have similar effects to antidepressants in mild to moderate depression. The same effect as Prozac, guys, which is insane. And that's how powerful exercise is. So basically day one, you feel better. Day 14, you're going to sleep better and have more energy. And day, I don't know, 8 weeks, 45, who even was that stressed out person I used to be? So those effects happen quickly.
That's amazing. But I think the problem is there's so many of us that spend hours behind a desk, you know, with no movement or little movement. What are the long-term health risks of this if you don't move but you sit the whole day?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us sit behind desks. Not many sit behind desks that have a big microphone on them like you guys. That's a little different. But 8 hours plus a day parked behind a desk, that's not just office culture. It's like a slow motion health crisis. That's probably the best way to describe it. When we sit too long and move too little, you increase the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, muscle loss, weaker bones. You talked about poor posture and lower back pain, exactly that. But here's the kicker. You get higher rates of anxiety and depression when you sit too much. And stress is worse. Your cortisol goes up, your immune function goes down, your body basically starts waving a white flag. So we've said this before often on this show, sitting is the new smoking. And that isn't just some catchy phrase or pithy little statement. It's based on science and research that says sitting for extended periods of time is bad for you, if not worse than smoking. In fact, one study showed that for every cigarette you smoke, you shorten life expectancy by 11 minutes. Every hour you sit, you shorten life expectancy by 22 minutes. So my advice is don't do either. Because people hear that, they go, well, I'm going to go for a smoke break. I'm like, no.
Okay, so on this topic, what are the small realistic changes someone can make during the 8-hour workday? Obviously, we must stand more, but so that your energy and happiness and productivity can get better. Are there things like maybe a standing desk or walking meetings? I think I can do that because every time somebody phones me, I start walking and I never stop. or desk workouts. What are stuff that we can do?
Well, you've ticked most of them. I mean, guys, listen to Francois. He knows what he's talking about. I think the big message here is no gym, no problem. So, you know, that, and you need to know that. Health isn't built in a gym. It's built in your habits. And, I mean, you talked about it, Francois. So desk-a-size. I don't like that word, but, you know, people think it's kind of cool. Yeah. Exercise at your desk. You know, squats while the kettle boils, or calf raises while you're doing a phone call. As you said, Francois, walking while you speak to someone. Glute squeezes in meetings. No one will know, I promise you. But I mean, the other thing is you know, if you've got, they have this 25-minute, 90-minute sort of work schedule. So if you're just doing admin work and you don't really need to be engaged, every 25 minutes, get up for 5 minutes for a stretch or a walk. Okay. If you need to do deep work, that's a 90-minute stretch, but then a 15-minute break just to kind of get up and move around. That breaks the danger of sitting for too long. You talked about standing desks. Absolutely, or to stack a whole bunch of books so you can stand and sit regularly. Walking meetings. So actually, sunlight breaks is really, really good. 10 minutes outside helps you sleep better and boost vitamin D. And you've got to go outside, guys. You're not going to get it through a window or a windscreen outside in the sun for 10 minutes. Absolutely. So for me, the secret weapon is movement snacks, little burst of activity sprinkled throughout the day. It's like seasoning on a salad. But in fact, it's way more important than getting 10,000 steps. So that, unfortunately, was a marketing campaign that, you know, blew out of proportion.
Yeah.
You max out at 7,500 steps a day anyway. You don't need to get to 10,000, but it's way more important to move more and more often.
Oh.
That's far better than 10,000 steps.
Oh, kind of funny. Ek voel sommer ek wil opstaan om hierdie laaste vraag te vra.
Nee, laat my net bietjie staan met my mikrofoon.
Ja, jy moet nou vir nou gaan ons staan en uitsaai.
Jog on the spot, Peniska. Jog on the spot.
Ja, dis wat ons gaan doen. En vir jou wat later geskakel het, hierdie week is dit Mental Health Awareness Week en ook vroue gesondheidsweek en ons is so dankbaar ons kan nou vinnig sels met Dr. Michael Mol. Dankie vir al hierdie inligting. Enige laaste boodskap en die key message that you want to leave with our listeners. I love what you actually said there at the end. It's so important. Just 10 minutes. 10 minutes outside in the sun.
Yeah.
Start with something small. But anything else do you want to leave with our listeners?
Exactly. Little habit hacks would be brilliant. I think here's a little pithy line for you. Joy doesn't follow health. Joy is health. And let me explain that. Movement isn't punishment for what you ate. It's the celebration of what your body can do. It's your daily dopamine dose, your anti-anxiety pull, your energy booster, your confidence builder. I mean, it's all rolled into one. So here's probably the message. Don't wait until you feel like moving. Move until you feel like it. Are you with me? Don't wait until you feel like exercising. Exercise until you feel like exercising. And you'll be surprised at how quickly that happens.
Maar dit is my so lekker. Jy is die motiveringsspreker. Ek voel net so my gehoor van vandag.
Hoor. En wat is daai ander vrou wat ook nou die dag gesê dat motivering is gemors.
Yeah.
Sy sê as jy wag vir motivering, gaan jy vir ewig wag. Die punt is staan op en beweeg.
Ja,
start moving.
Ja.
Absoluut. Do it.
Thank you so
just
much.
Just do it as Nike says.
Just do it. Don't feel like it. Don't wait until you feel like it. Just do it. Bye, donkey, Michael. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Lovely chatting, Bernesca. Cheers, Francois. Chat soon. Bye.
Radio Tijgerberg 104 FM. Ons verkondig Christus.